Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, you buddy.
Yo, what's up, kid?
All right, it's sportsy time, so let's do sportsies. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, I want something delicious to drink, well, boom, you're stocked up.
Boom.
Boom.
Way to put it. I love it. Hey, dude, what? What happened yesterday? Oh, my God. I don't know if you've seen it. I watched it and caught it live somehow. It was like in the corner of my eye in the background. I was like, no way is this happening right now. This is not a replay. Michigan, if you watched basketball yesterday, NCAA men's college basketball, Wisconsin beat Michigan yesterday, 77-63. But you're thinking, what are you talking about? Craziness, dude, happened yesterday. Juwan Howard and a pair of Wisconsin coaches following the 15th-ranked Badgers 77-63 victory. Howard hit Wisconsin assistant Joe Krabenhoft after arguing with Badgers head coach Greg Gard during the handshake line. So you have that clip.
Maybe I do. Play that. And reading up on this, okay, so there's a lot at going on with this, and dude, take a listen to this first, and then we'll kind of discuss it.
Interesting finish here, 77. Oh, see, and they're going at it.
Oh, yeah.
Howard and Gard are not happy right now as the two of them continue to have words. We told you Juwan Howard was not happy about that timeout. Yo, and Juwan Howard just threw a right hand. And now we got a scrum. We have a scrum in Madison. Players are pushing and shoving. This is an ugly scene. This is an ugly scene.
Oh, my God.
It's getting wild.
It got out of hand very quickly. So
I couldn't believe it.
Long story short, and you told me, because I didn't know anything about it, you asked me. I was like, no, I didn't see what happened. So usually when fisticuffs are thrown, it's like, okay.
Basically, what I heard was Wisconsin, they called a timeout kind of to extend the lead, to kind of rub it in a little bit. They didn't need to take this timeout.
Yep.
And I guess the head coach of Wisconsin did it anyway, kind of looked over at Howard and like, you know, what up?
Yeah.
And Howard, dude, was not having that.
So, obviously, poor sportsmanship right there on the Wisconsin coach. You didn't need to do it. And looking at this, you know, here's a college coach who's like, oh, look at that. I beat a former NBA player. Like, I beat this coach. I'm gonna give it to him. Be like, hey, see, you're not that big of a deal. Then at the end, though.
You don't swing. As a coach?
As a coach, no.
What are you doing?
No, you leave that to the players and let them, the youngsters who are emotional and going through this. You're supposed to be the steady beacon of guidance in that,
Juwan,
you know?
We know you're from Chicago. You know, the streets of Chicago, and I know, you know, it's hard to hold those punches sometimes, but, dude, you have to.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be the leader, the guy these kids look up to.
Yep.
You know, you got kids fighting out there, and it's like, that's one thing, but then you got your leader, your coach out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Swinging and throwing haymakers, man.
Yep.
Dude.
So,
what do you think is going to happen?
I don't know, dude. And unfortunately, the players, they got caught up in it, too. And I get it. You're trying to defend your coach. But there's going to be some suspensions, maybe even players getting kicked off the team because there's a zero tolerance for this kind of stuff, especially at the college level, too.
They're gonna make an example out of them, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you just don't, dude. When's the last time that you've known of, like, coaches throwing it down?
The only thing I could see.
Bobby Knight?
Bobby Knight was allowed to do it, though. Bobby Knight was the only one. He could throw chairs and fight players. It didn't matter. The only thing I could see is because both coaches, the Wisconsin coach shouldn't have, he grabbed Juwan.
He kind of like, grabbed his shoulder.
He kind of was like, hey, what are you doing? Yeah. Come on, man. You know, like he got it to his face. And then obviously things escalated quite quickly. So I don't, do you fire both coaches? Do you suspend both of them because it's multiple? It's not like he just walked up, punched him in the face.
I don't think the Wisconsin coach should get anything, honestly. He didn't really do much.
No, but he did get in. Yeah, I know.
He kind of like chested him up and was like, you clap my hand, blah, blah, blah. You could tell. He was like, you clap my hand.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. And then damn.
Then it took off real fast. Real fast. So,
really? Well, this escalated quickly.
Boy, that really got out of hand fast. Brick killed a guy. There's a trident and a man on fire. So I guess we'll just wait and see. I'm sure there will be plenty of news surrounding this from the NCAA in just a little bit. But yeah,
you know what? We're going to have stuff to talk about in sports.
Yes. Thank God. Look, we got boxing and basketball in one story. All right, you know, here we go.
Just in time, right after the Super Bowl when there's nothing to talk
nothing
about.
Nothing going on, yep.
Thank you, Mr. Howard. Moving on real quick, another basketball story here, then I'm gonna beat feet. Another rare Michael Jordan item up for auction. This time, a half-smoked cigar that his anus puffed on and left on an ashtray. The stogie. Collected by a woman who was met Michael Jordan last fall at a hotel in Arizona. She asked him to snap a photo and put the cigar down. He never picked it back up, so she did what she should have done, grabbed it.
Wow. Well, first of all, I'm surprised that Michael Jordan was like, okay, yeah, I'll put the cigar down for your photo. Yeah, I feel like he would be the kind of like, yeah, I'm not putting the cigar down. What are you talking about?
Yes, another thing. Could you imagine anything you do? You just smoke a half a cigar and it goes up for $500 on eBay. Like anything you touch is turns to gold.
How do you prove that, though, that it was actually... I mean, I could say that, oh, yeah, I met Michael Jordan and he finished off this cigar. He was on a golf course and he threw it on the ground and I picked it up.
Go buy the same cigar and smoke half of it.
Of course, that I don't think I can afford his cigars, to be honest. He probably smokes the fancy ones. So.
For real, though.
Anyway.
There's some fancy Cubans or something. Maybe you could get a DNA test. I don't know. Could you do that?
They swab it and then they make another super basketball player from the DNA left on Michael's Jordan cigar. Yeah,
just make a bunch of Michael Jordan.
It's created the perfect team. The perfect team.
The dream team. Nice. There you go, man. Just want to leave you with that. Some more Michael Jordan memorabilia going for ridiculous money on eBay.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock YRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeah, all righty. Good morning, Brock. Hunter.
Morning.
You know what's nice is you can tell the days are getting longer. It's already starting to get a little bit brighter out. So much better, dude. So much better.
I love it.
Anyway, we got to get to it. It is time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you are up and listening to sports and you want something good to drink at 7:20 in the morning, hey, you're stocked.
Boom.
You got it.
There you go. Crack one open. What happened yesterday? What? Dude, I caught it live, like in the background, and I was glued to the TV for a while. NCAA men's college basketball yesterday, Wisconsin beat Michigan 77-63. Probably thinking that's typical, just a basketball score. No. It's what happened afterwards, dude. You got that clip?
I do. So this is right when the kerfluffle kind of takes place during the handshaking part of the game.
Interesting finish here. 77. Oh, see, and they're going at it.
Oh, yeah.
Howard and guard are not happy right now as the two of them continue to have words. We told you Juwan Howard was not happy about that timeout. Yo, and Juwan Howard just threw a right hand. And now we got a scrum. We have a scrum in Madison. Players are pushing and shoving. This is an ugly scene. This is an ugly scene.
Oh, my God.
Trying to get separated, and there's no doubt it all stems from the timeout by Greg Gard. Now, that's...
Yeah, that is, that went 0-60 real fast.
Real fast. That escalated quickly. Hey, first off, though, can we kind of give that guy a high five, the announcer?
Oh, the announcer did a great job. That was great commentating everything. So, yeah.
We need that guy at bars commentating bar fights. There's a little squirmish going on. You can hear his voice.
Punch is being thrown. Oh, yeah. He went from just a calm basketball announcer to a UFC announcer real quick. That was great.
Juwan Howard is not happy. Hey,
it wasn't so much a punch as it was kind of like a hand to the face push.
Kind of an open hand.
Yeah,
kind of
like a shove, you know. He shouldn't have done it either way. No.
Doesn't matter. You know what? You're the head coach, especially the head coach of a prestigious program.
Yeah.
You know, you have these kids looking up at you. You know, you see kids out there fighting sometimes, and, you know, it's not a good thing. It's not a good look for the program.
No, but, you know, they're young, they're immature, and that's why you're there to coach them through that, not be the one.
When the head coach when the head coach throws a haymaker at somebody, too, that's when you're like, eesh.
Yeah.
Something's going to happen. And it's probably not looking good for Juwan Howard.
No, and unfortunately for the team, for his team and the kids that got involved in it, I don't think it's going to end well for a lot of people on this. All right, on both sides. On both sides. Because, okay, there was a little confrontation. That doesn't mean you let it escalate to that. And now I'm sure the hammer's going to fall on a lot of these kids and the coaches as well.
So basically what it was is Juwan Howard was pissed off at a timeout that the head coach from Wisconsin called. And I believe the coach from Wisconsin called it just to kind of rub the lead in a little bit and to extend it. This is what I've read. And Juwan was not happy with that call. Looks over. It was just kind of like, it's just kind of a jerk call. You know, it's like your team's already up and then you still keep your starters in. It's kind of like one of those things, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, dude. Wow. Craziness yesterday.
See what happens. Yeah, you don't see that a whole lot. At least not since like the 90s. That was when fighting in basketball was. You had Rodman and Jordan and all those guys. The rivalry between Detroit and Chicago and things really got thrown down very quickly. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Hey, we got something to talk about, though. I'm pretty happy about
that. Yeah, that's
that.
True. Right,
football's done, so now we can talk about fighting and basketball. I love it. Hey, you know what? More basketball. Listen to this, man. Over the weekend, LeBron James called his shot saying he plans to play with his son, Bronny, before he ends his career. My last year will be played with my son. That's in quotes. That's what LeBron James said. Wherever Bronny is at, that's where I'll be. I would do whatever it takes to play with my son for 1 year. And, hey, dude, if you're LeBron James, I'm pretty sure you can make that happen.
No joke. Which, I mean, that's pretty cool, you know, to be able to
Bronny
play.
Bronny is eligible to be drafted in 2024. Wow. LeBron will be 39 at that point.
Oh, that's the basketball standards.
You know? Hey, it'd be kind of cool, man. Play with your boy.
Do you have another story? Because I just found something that is sports-related.
I mean, I got a bunch of stories. Nothing crazy important. Can we talk about the Daytona 500 yesterday real quick? We'll finish with that. Go with your story.
Okay. Mine's a little bit different. You know the expression, it's so cold you can freeze your nuts off, right? We've all said
it.
I'm freezing my balls off, right? Well, it nearly happened to Olympic skier Remy Lindholm on Saturday, who suffered from a frozen penis during competition.
What?
The Finnish skier was running the 50K during frigid cold when he had an unbearable pain down there. He had to use a heat pack to thaw out his member after the race, but it's okay now.
Hot hands, more like hot wiener, dude. You know?
A frozen penis.
What about, like, all the other parts of his body? Why weren't his fingers freezing off and didn't have too much blood to it, huh?
Must not. Because, we've all been. When it's cold outside, basically, we turtle up. If you're a man, you know how this works. All right?
It's cold and clammy.
I think it's to protect our boys, in the cold. It's something that we've evolved in doing, whatever. It's a weird thing. Never really want to show off during the wintertime because there's nothing to show off. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. You'd think that they would be wearing the proper gear to keep from getting a frozen penis. I feel like, guys, why don't we just put an extra layer right down there? If I'm going to be out here running around in frigid temperatures.
You'd think you'd have like a little hand warmer there from the get-go.
Yeah.
If that's a thing, if that could happen, I'm going to make sure it's not going to happen.
All right, that's now painful. Here, you're going to do a sport where it's going to test you both mentally and physically. You're going to be out there in the cold. Your hands are going to get frozen. Your nose is going to get cold. You'll probably get frostbite on your ears. You're going to have a frozen penis. Hold on. Go back.
Wait, whoa.
Wait.
What am I saying?
Go back. I said frostbite ears? No. After that. The frozen toes? No. Before that. Oh, the frozen penis part. Yeah, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing the thing where I can get the frozen penis. What do you do? No. Let's find a different sport. It's
a little nerve-wracking, right? Thing shatters like Team 1000 in Terminator 2. It's a million pieces.
Get the pieces.
Oh,
we can put it back together. My penis, no. Anyway, so yeah.
All right. You good on your penis story?
I'm good on frozen penis. I've said frozen penis too many times, so let's move on from frozen penis one more time.
Let's get to something that was awesome over the weekend. Probably a lot of our listeners listen to. Something important, Brock. Talking about NASCAR.
Oh, that's you're saying frozen right. Vaginas. No, okay. Okay, it's NASCAR. Yeah,
no, not quite as important. But Roger Penske, my friend, received quite an 85th birthday yesterday from his rookie driver, Austin Cindric. There you go, man. Drove his brand new NASCAR ride to a victory in the Daytona 500 yesterday. Caught some of it. I didn't watch the entire rest, just like much we talked about, bits and pieces. And I was sitting next to a guy yesterday who was really knowledgeable in it and learned a little bit about more on NASCAR yesterday. But, dude, the views that they have on the TV now are absolutely epic. Dude, it makes this sport so much better. It really does. You can really see what's going on in the car now. You can see how close they're driving. What, just everything. They had the drone out yesterday following the cars.
It's really, they've upped it because I think they needed to for a long time. And I love NASCAR, but it's been kind of old school, stuck in its ways. It hasn't really came into the 21st century. And now I think because of COVID, you remember when they were doing like the virtual races and stuff and they had all that? I think they realized like, hey, we gotta amp this up a little bit. You know,
yeah,
it's not just
our game here a little bit.
It's not just the four camera angles around the corners. You know what I mean? Like we need to.
Dude, and they're interviewing the drivers while they're racing.
Yep.
It's like what?
Yeah.
This is great. It really is. The whatever they did in the past few years, man, to make that sport look so much better, it does, and it's entertaining. So, hey, congratulations.
I'm traveling down the road and I'm flirting with disaster.
Penske, Roger Penske. Congratulations.
All right, sweet.
You're ruining my sport.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, I'm all amped up from the frozen penis story. I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right. Let's get out of here because you've ruined it.
Did anybody get like a windburn penis from the wind going into the car? No? No?
Okay.
All right. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.